Srila Prabhupada has described this material world as a all-devouring, burning forest fire. When a forest is engulfed with flames, a fire extinguisher, pot of water, or even an entire fire brigade are of no benefit. It is only when a cloud pours rain down and where is that cloud deriving its capacity? It is from the sea. The cloud is given water by the sea. And then the wind brings the cloud over the fire and extinguishes it. We pray, Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dinabandhu Jagatpate. Krishna is the friend, the merciful well-wisher of all living beings, especially the most fallen, who are burning in this fire of material existence. Srila Prabhupada explains the spiritual master is empowered with the mercy of Krishna, just like the cloud is given water by the sea. Srila Prabhupada tells how the spiritual master is Krishna's representative. Transporting the mercy of the spiritual world to this burning forest fire of material existence. And how is that done? By simply repeating the words of Krishna. Tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam. The words of Krishna and the words about Krishna are like an unlimited ocean of nectar. And one who distributes that message to the world is the most munificent welfare worker. Srila Prabhupada was that rain cloud who had the capacity to deliver unlimited living beings from this burning forest fire. But Srila Prabhupada explains there is a qualification to be a real disciple. A real disciple is one who approaches Guru to get out of the burning forest fire of material existence. Not to improve life within this burning forest fire. Yes, there are spiritual masters, sometimes with millions of disciples, They want a better life in this world, and the spiritual master is teaching them how to do that. But from the point of view of the Vedas, and from the point of view of God, that is not the purpose of guru and disciple. The guru's only business is to teach us how to get out of this blazing fire of birth and death. And the only bona fide disciple is one who approaches the spiritual master for this purpose. When Srila Prabhupada was a young man, he was brought before Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur at the Gaudiya Math in Calcutta. And at their first meeting, when Srila Prabhupada just bowed his head before this sadhu that he had never ever seen before, he was given this instruction: "You are an intelligent young man. Take this message of Lord Chaitanya and bring it to the whole world in the English language." And Srila Prabhupada, who was then follower of Mahatma Gandhi, he raised questions. India is a dependent nation. Who will listen to us? First, we should strive for independence. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, "No. The time is now. There is only one real need, and that is Krishna consciousness. If the house is on fire, there's only one need: to get out. To extinguish the fire or get out." Janma mrityu jara vyadi dukkha doshana darshana. This material world is a place of birth, old age, disease, and death. An embarrassing situation for the eternal soul. Srila Prabhupada was so kind and so accommodating to encourage every type of person to take to Krishna consciousness. But he was uncompromising with the purpose of life, the goal, and how to achieve it. He was so kind, so forgiving for our weaknesses, our conditionings, but never, ever compromised that to love Krishna, to go back to Godhead, to surrender everything, that is the only purpose of life. It is the only way of achieving it. Yes, Srila Prabhupada made our qualifications, because he was that rain cloud who took no credit himself. In one Vyas Puja address, Srila Prabhupada said, "I am just the peon carrying the message." He gave all credit to Krishna. He gave all credit to his disciples for all the historical, glorious service that he had performed. Vyas Puja is the day of honoring Vyasadeva. This seat is the seat of Vyas. The merciful incarnation of Godhead who compiled the Vedic literatures, who gave knowledge and light to the world. The spiritual master is simply meant to be the representative of Vyas. Srila Prabhupada explains, Vyasadeva received his knowledge from Narada Muni, who received his knowledge from Brahma, who was given knowledge by Lord Krishna. This is parampara. And that knowledge has been passed down from great acharyas, all representing the pure words of Srila Vyasadeva. That is parampara. Srila Prabhupada often spoke to his disciples that it was his order that every one of his followers become spiritual master. That is our only qualification. That Srila Prabhupada has given us the order. And every disciple should take that order very personally. Whether we are Shiksha Guru or Diksha Guru or Vartmavadarshika Guru, through our example and through our words, we simply repeat the message Srila Prabhupada has given us. Srila Prabhupada said, it is so simple to be a spiritual master. Do not concoct. Do not add or subtract. Simply hear submissively and repeat through our words and through our life. That's all. You don't have to perform magic. But if we simply repeat with integrity, then the Guru Parampara and ultimately Krishna can perform magic through any of us. The greatest magic to transform the hearts of conditioned souls into devotees of Krishna. To make people feel good, to help people become vegetarians or pious, to help people become more successful in whatever they do. That is not the magic of Krishna. The real magic is that. A conditioned soul is transformed and accepts Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrenders to his instructions. On behalf of Lord Krishna, Srila Prabhupada performed unbelievable magic. He spread the holy name throughout the world. And although he may not have had tens and millions of disciples, he's the only man in recent history that transformed so many people's hearts to the real goal of surrendering to Krishna. Today, this insignificant and unqualified person is sitting before you. People are speaking so many words of praise. If I were to accept even a single syllable of all of these hours of talks for myself, then I would be a candidate for hell. Parampara means knowledge is descending, and we simply be a transparent, be a medium. But parampara means also that whatever offerings are given to us, it is all meant for our Guru and Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said that when the Viceroy, during the British rule in India, when the Viceroy would come to a place, they would give jewels to the Viceroy, precious jewels. But if he kept a single one, he would be finished. He knew it is all meant for the king. This is a revolutionary conception of guru in India today, where they are declaring to be God. The guru is simply the humble servant of his guru. Srila Prabhupada was such a powerful guru that he can take people from uncivilized places and empower them to perform this service on his behalf. That is his greatness. And he said that the Vyas Puja ceremony really is for the disciples to offer their feelings of gratitude for the mercy they have received. And that gratitude is meant for Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. And I feel myself to be inconceivably fortunate that I can, in whatever small way, participate in Srila Prabhupada's mercy in this world. His causeless mercy is all that we are made out of. We all have a responsibility. As Srila Prabhupada's disciples are trying to take this responsibility of living and speaking on his behalf, it is my sincere request that all of you take this responsibility as your life and soul. Srila Prabhupada told us you can show your love for me by how you cooperate. Tolerance, forgiveness, cooperation is an expression of our love for God. Srila Prabhupada told us to chant at least 16 rounds as attentive as possible every day to follow the four regulative principles and to try to expand the mercy of Lord Chaitanya through preaching. That is how we could show our love. At the appearance, at one Vyas Puja of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, after his departure, Srila Prabhupada wrote a very controversial but powerful offering. He said that the real worship of our Guru Maharaj is not simply speaking words of praise and giving some flowers, but it is following his instruction. He wanted us to be united in a spirit of service to spread this merciful mission of the holy name throughout the world. That is Prabhupada's message to all of us. Srila Prabhupada is so kind to this lowly soul that he is allowing me to try to serve him through all of you. I sincerely see that you are all the representatives of Sri Guru Maharaj. And whatever I can do to help you in your Krishna consciousness is my connection, my relationship, and my service to Srila Prabhupada. For giving me this most inconceivable service, I must thank you from my heart very, very, very much. Amazing things have taken place due to the sincere, enthusiastic efforts of all of you. And I can see that, yes, Srila Prabhupada and our whole parampara is showering their mercy upon you. I am so fortunate that I could be here to see it all happen. Please take this Krishna consciousness very, very seriously. Keep it always as the topmost priority of your life, because that is the only way to really make spiritual advancement. If it is a lesser priority than anything else, we are cheating ourselves. Then our spiritual lives will be imbalanced. There may be many duties we have to perform, domestic, occupational, social. But if we really want to understand the truth of bhakti, we must make our service to Guru and Krishna the topmost priority of our life. and harmonize and adjust everything else accordingly. This is the path of all the great souls throughout history. Krishna will protect us. Krishna will provide for us. And Krishna will empower us. If He is our first priority in life. And Krishna is manifesting through His instructions. On this day, it is the day, from my point of view, that I am worshiping all of you. As the representatives of my Guru Maharaj, my glorifications, my gratitude to your wonderful devotional service. Thank you very, very much. Hare Krishna.